Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, if I was to ask you, what is the fastest growing category in spirits? I think you'd come back with a rather surprising answer.
Yeah, one with a touch of Blarney, too. And that would be Irish whiskeys. Irish whiskey is definitely growing in popularity immensely. All brown spirits really are these days. So I'm going to talk about a couple of Irish whiskeys, but I also would like to point out a little bit what the differences are between the various whiskeys. Bourbon, which is obviously American, is mostly corn and is always aged in new American oak barrels. And that's important because all other whiskeys are aged in barrels, and frequently they're aged in the barrels that the bourbon industry has thrown off and discarded. So Scotch whiskey, which is mostly malted barley, and that grain is kilned over peat fire, so you get, that's where the smoky character in Scotch comes from, and is aged in used bourbon barrels, among other things. Canadian whiskey is a blend of wheat, corn, barley, and rye. Rye gives it that spicy characteristic, so that's why that's a little bit different. And finally, Irish whiskey, which is pretty much malt and unmalted grains, doesn't get the smokiness, unless they specifically choose to do it, that you get with Scotch. And of all the whiskeys, it's the only one that is consistently triple distilled, which tends to make it a lighter spirit, a more delicate spirit, and to many people's way of thinking, an easier to drink spirit. So those are the big differences. And then you have malt whiskey, which is 100% malt, and then you have grain whiskey, which is a blend of various grains. So, and there's all sort of a blend of those. But so that's the difference between the three whiskeys, or the four different kinds of whiskey. So here are three Irish whiskeys that I tried, and none of these were going to be the Jameson and Bushmills because everybody's already familiar with those. So first one I tried is from a producer called Lambay, and it's in their small batch series. It's, as I said, triple distilled. This is aged in bourbon barrels, and then it's actually aged in cognac barrels. And you definitely get a little bit of that sort of cognac aromatic that comes out in the final product. It's very light and delicate with vanilla oaky notes. This is probably the most elegant of the ones that I tasted. I thought it was terrific. That was actually my number one selection from this grouping. And that sells for about $29.99. Now, here's another producer. This is from a company called Wicklow Hills is the name of the brand, also triple distilled. This is aged in bourbon barrels and then 3 months in Oloroso sherry casks. This was fuller bodied and a little bit sweeter than the Lambay. It was a little more complex and weighty with caramel and interesting sort of toasted almond notes that come about. It was a lovely product, definitely a little bigger. And then for those of you who just absolutely got to have the Jameson or the Bushmills, and I'm not knocking those by any stretch of the imagination, here is a really nice alternative. This is called Old Tom Horan Irish Whiskey. That's H-O-R-A-N. This was the darkest of the ones that I tasted. Fuller body, definitely sweeter, and sort of that classic Irish whiskey flavor that you so often associate with Irish whiskey. So there's three of them. Lambay at $29.99, Wicklow Hills at $39.99, and Old Tom Horan at $17.99. What a deal.
Those are great deals, and they should keep us warm by the fire.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.